Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here to talk about what you saw when you clicked on the episode. We are going back to Gen 4, baby, because it's coming back to us in a little bit. And I've got Mr. Shark Finnegan himself here to discuss Gen 4 with me. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Excellent. Excited. You follow instructions well. I'm excited as well. It's going to be a great old time. Gen 4 is where... I don't know what your origin story is for getting into competitive, but that's certainly what mine really was for actually diving into all this stuff.
I think so. It was mine as well, because I basically got off of Pokemon. I think I was in it when a little, and then I got off at like Gen 3, and then I came back in Pearl, and then I discovered Smogon at that age as well, and that's when I first started, at least, you know, maybe not really good, but I was playing on... I guess, was it Shoddy Battle or Pokemon Online?
Yeah,
I
don't remember what Shoddy it was Battle. At the time.
It was one of those at the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was back in the old days. That's all I know for sure.
This whole next couple of weeks is going to be just a nostalgia bomb. It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting in the game corner in Gen 4 for what felt like eons, trying to get Fire Blast for my Garchomp, because, you know, Fire Blast's base power... is a bigger number than Fire Fang. So,
oh yeah.
You know,
120 is way bigger than 65.
Exactly. And so I get it. I work my butt off trying to get Fire Blast, and I get it. Teach it to the Garchomp and it does less damage than the Fire Fang, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out how. So that's when I started actually doing research and learned the difference between attack and special attack. And I hadn't, at that time, I hadn't grasped the physical special split and how much of a difference that ended up making. And, you know, my education came quick, and here I am, now hosting a competitive battling podcast.
Yeah.
it'll be fun. So what the plan is, folks, we are going to dash through tier time as basically quickly as humanly possible, because one... I want to talk about Gen 4. That's what you're here for. That's what I'm here for. We're going to talk about Gen 4. That's a lot of the word four in one sentence. But anyway, also, quite frankly, not a whole lot has happened in the last month. They're back on the three-month tier shift thing. There hasn't been a tier shift because that was October. So the only real thing has been if there's been any suspects or any kind of trends. We're not diving too deep into those at this time. We're going to hit the trends and suspects just real fast. And then dive into the topic of Gen 4 and what we feel like this whole meta on Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl is going to be like. So, we will be right back.
It's tier time.
And welcome back to the fastest edition of tier time that your darling ears have ever heard before listening to Battlecast. So, diving in. Ubers. Nothing. don't worry, Calyrex is still there. Yveltal is still up there with it, and Eternatus is still up there with it as well. All of those in the S rank of viability. No suspect tests are happening. Not really any chatter is happening. There is a world like Smogon competition going on right now, which Yusharq mentioned you saw a replay of. That was just basically who could get their horse out first. Is that right?
Yeah, basically whoever could get their, like, just, you know, standard like setup hazards, defog hazards, maybe do a little bit of braking, but eventually just devolved into get your Calyrex Shadow Rider in, let it spam Shadow Ball or Astral Barrage, kill a thing, then switch out in front of the Yveltal that's there to completely destroy it.
Yep. That's how Ubers has been, and it's in a pretty good state at the moment. Nothing really is happening, so no suspects or anything going on at the moment. So let's just hop down again, and we're taking these in pairs because we are fast and efficient, brilliant minds doing this show. So OU, yet again, nothing is happening. There is a lot of chatter about a potential QREM suspect test, which the survey had just come out last, the results of it rather, had just come out last month with the Battlecast last month. Mm-hmm. And that's when QREM was really first mentioned, brought up about being potentially a problem, and it's kind of percolating now for a little bit. People are thinking, pondering, and it's, if I had to guess, I would say maybe before the end of the year, QREM will have a suspect test. That's my wager. They'd probably want to knock it out before any potential changes from Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, and or Legends Arceus come through when the home update lands in 2022. So. Mm-hmm. That's really the only potential thing that is actually suspect-worthy. The other thing that people are discussing is Tapu Lele for pretty much the same reason as QREM. It's a strong butterfly. It is a strong butterfly fairy. And when it comes to OU, the line between completely broken and over-centralizing and just a really powerful wall breaker kind of blurs a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the consensus at the moment is that Lele is just the latter, a very powerful wall breaker, but fully counterable. We'll see. QREM is definitely the one under the microscope right now. So tune in next month. Maybe something will happen. What's going on in UU, Shark? Tell me about that.
All right. So UU. First of all, they did previously had banned Latias, but then they went ahead and did the full suspect test now that kind of the big tier shift has kind of chilled down a little bit here. And they did test it, and with only 14 unbanned votes, it's still banned in UU. And it was still just too powerful for the format, and they tried to let it back in, but it was still too strong, so it stays banned. But now they're after another dragon, and this time is one of the more jack-of-all-trades, Kamo-o, being super defensive and just versatile offensive, whether it's, you know, physically Dragon Dance, Sword Stance, or going the special Clangorous Soul route with Throat Spray. It's now on the suspect, and it's said to be ending next week. We'll see what happens to it and see if another dragon goes or not.
Yep, Kamo-o's terrifying. I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good one. So I wouldn't be surprised, but we'll see. And then RU, they had their own suspect test of Reunicolous, which, being just a big, fat, regenerating blob, it is, being able to just calm mind up, iron defense up, store powered up to oblivion, it did not get banned in a very, very close 19 out of 39 votes. It needed 21.
Yeah, so it was razor thin.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's something in the future again, if it gets retested, but right now it gets to stay there and play down in RU.
Mm-hmm. My beautiful jelly boy gets to live another day. I'm so proud of him.
Mm-hmm. It's a good spot for him right now, I think. Because I think Hydreigon's still lurking in UU, so I think
it just dropped there with the last tier shift.
Huh?
It just dropped to UU with the last tier shift.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's still lurking in there, and that's not a good place for Reunicolous for it.
Nope. All right, moving right along, we are heading to NU, where not a lot has happened. They just got through with the Snorlax retest, and it remains there from last month. We discussed that in depth last month. There is one thing that's seeing a little bit of a trend, though, without any suspect test or anything going on. I just tried to capture a couple trends, and one is that people are still trying to figure out how to use the brand new DeBlade down there. That just dropped last month with the last tier shifts. It's a new addition to the tier, and it's got some uses. It's a little bit more difficult to use because of the sheer amount of knockoff in the tier that just removes its Eviolite and makes it more normal instead of insanely defensive. It's got a decent attack stat. It's 110, so it can sword stance up and do a pretty darn good job of sweeping, especially because it comes with priority.
Exactly. But
yeah, between knockoff being everywhere and other random dark coverage, like the aforementioned Snorlax having moves like Darkest Lariat at its disposable, it's not popping off. It's good, and it needs a little bit more exploration, but not popping off. And that's pretty much the only thing that we have to say about NU.
Yeah.
I like these fast tier times. It's kind of rapid fire. I feel like an auctioneer.
Well, we still got one more tier left, so what do we
got? We do. What do you have? What are you starting bids at? PU. Starting bids at PU, zero ban, zero anything. The current suspect test for PU is Drampa. We called it, folks. We absolutely called it. We're brilliant. We said there would be one. And it's happening right now. That suspect test ends on November 15th. So next week-ish, when this podcast releases. So if you want to go determine Drampa's fate, you have that long. As we discussed last month, though, it's still wildly centralizing, crazy powerful, has wild coverage, and is just unpredictable. If you make the wrong call switching it into a coverage move by accident, or what you thought was a counter into a coverage move, then it's out. And then Drampa just continues to eat the rest of your team. So,
oh, yeah. No, Drampa is really... It's got a really good coverage. It's just not like the standard, like, Bolt Beam, but it's like... But getting, like, Surf is really good.
Yeah.
It's got... Yeah, and it's still got Flamethrower. It's still got Thunderbolt. Like, it's got some good stuff. I don't know if I said this story, but in one of my draft leagues, I did a monotype one. And, like, the last week, I was mono normal, so I did have Drampa. And I was against mono flying. And I I made a rain team with Heliolisk going, like, fast. And then I had Drampa going slow. So it would just, like, get of them in and just spam thunders.
Oh, that had to feel awful, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I caught him off guard with that. Just, like, that whole range strategy. It's like, Thunder's just, like, just... He had a Lando T, but he didn't bring it. So it was just, like, all the better.
Oh, no.
But even if he did, a Heliolisk with Weather Ball, and Drampa was Surf.
Oh, yeah.
So yep, either way, I was fine.
You really were? Goodness gracious.
It was like, but like every normal type gets like Rain Dance. So like Snorlax with Rain Dance. Blissey with Rain Dance. It's like, I could just set up with whatever, a Porygon with Rain Dance. Like, it's fine.
Heck yeah.
Porygon was also another one that was basically another Thunder Spammer. So that was a lot of fun. And just Drampa closed out that game. It's so strong.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. So, yeah, that's the suspect going on in PU. With it being as strong as you just heard described, I foresee, personally, this is a Seth hot take, I foresee it being banned, kind of like it has been in the past in this generation. So, stay tuned. We'll find out.
Yeah, I think it'll be the first successful vote in a little while. Like, compared to the almost unban of Latias and the almost ban Reuniclus. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one's going to be more lopsided ban.
Yeah, all I saw browsing the forums was complaints about how silly this thing is and how they can't wait for November 15th to roll around so they can boot it. Well, folks, that was tier time in record time. So we are going to hop into the meat, the good part of this episode that we've all been waiting for since the announcement of Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. What the Gen 4 meta is going to look like now. So we will see you on the other side.
And now for our main topic.
And we are back to the meat, the really good content of this episode that you all came for. What the heck is this Gen 4 meta going to look like? Is it going to look like the old Gen 4 meta? Is it going to look like new Gen 4 meta? Because we're operating under the assumption that there will be a brilliant diamond shining pearl ladder on Smogon for a little while. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. What's that ladder going to look like? And we've got a lot of things to go over, but we wanted to start off with just a small recap of a lot of mechanical type changes that have changed the game since Diamond and Pearl originally came out. There are a lot of minor things that you wouldn't think have a big impact until you hear them said out loud. So,
oh yeah, and I've been playing a little bit of Diamond and Pearl OU ladder just to kind of get a feeling of what it used to feel like, just so I have some basis to compare to now here. And yeah, there's a lot of differences that's both good and bad. So we'll see how this BDSP will look like with it. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Thank you for being my man on the inside. You had the time. I didn't have the time since the leaks came out and everything to really dive into it. So you're the brains behind this one. Mm-hmm. I just talk. So we'll just kind of go through a couple of these bullets here. So some mechanical changes are, first one, all weather, including that summoned by abilities, only lasts 5 turns. Unless, you know, you've got the smooth rock or the whatever rock. So, you know, Tyranitar was king because it would come out once and sand would be on the field for the rest of the battle. No longer.
Yeah, and Tyranitar was, it's honestly one of the best Pokemon in DPP. So it was sand everywhere. And, I mean, the only other weather setters at the time was Kyogre, Groudon, and Abomasnow. And Abomasnow is probably just flavor of the moment. It's not really there.
Hippowdon,
so,
too.
Tyranitar and maybe Hippowdon sometimes. You're just going to get sand. It's just sand.
Yep. And it's honestly kind of a nerf to Garchomp, too, because it would run Sandveil and just, like, tons of battles just have free evasion because it didn't have a Tyranitar, but one was on the opponent's team because it was a good Pokemon. So it's really a hard nerf to Garchomp, honestly.
Yeah, and I think at the same time, I think that was also something with during the kind of later stages as like Smogon evolved, evasion, they lumped it, Gliscor had Sandveil too. And that was something that I know, I think apparently a few tournaments, Sandveil, like, you know, Bright Powder, Sandveil, Gliscor got a couple lucky dodges. So they,
I believe it was referred to as British Gliscor. I don't remember the reasoning, but I remember that for a while was the annoying Gliscor set.
Yeah. So eventually they did decide, I think in probably the past like 2 years or so, to lump in Sandveil and Snowcloak into Evasion Claws, and they are banned in DPP.
I feel like that's how they banned Garchomp originally, though, when they did, because it was Uber for a long time, and I think that's how they finally did it, was by lumping it with the Evasion Claws, which is why I remember when I played Gen 4, I had to run Gliscor with Hyper Cutter, because Sandveil was specifically not allowed. So I think that's how they did it back then. So this weather change will change a lot of things. It might make it a little bit easier on the evasion. I mean, they haven't been banned in regular OU yet, so can't imagine they will be here.
Yep, exactly. So it's something to watch for sure.
Yeah. Moving down the line, we've got a couple type-based mechanical changes. One is the introduction of fairy type, you know, that minor event.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to change a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, because the... If you looked at the history of DPP, if you look at what was banned, you have a few like obvious, like typical things like, okay, Arena Trap, Dugtrio, okay, that's fine. Wobbuffet not being there because Shadowhack, okay, that's fine. But the big things that were banned were, and Mew was never there because it's too good. But you have Garchomp was banned, Latios was banned, Solomon's is banned, and Latias was banned and unbanned.
So dragons.
Yeah.
So fairy's going to potentially give them room to actually be here. So that might be interesting.
You might be able to keep Garchomp here for a few weeks.
I think it'll be fine.
Could be fine. We will find out.
Because there's a couple good counters that didn't exist before. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it's something to watch.
Yeah. In other type-based things, though, Steel type lost its resistance to Ghost and Dark. That's something that was changed since Gen 4.
Yeah. Dark wasn't... Dark and Ghost weren't super prevalent in Gen 4, because I think they were, like, they just didn't have quite the move pools to be abused. I mean, Tyranitar being the key exception. That thing was, yes, you know,
and
King
Gengar.
Pursuit Trapper. And then Gengar was there, too. You had that spamming Spada Ball, and you had Rotom Forms. But Weavile wasn't quite as good yet, because it didn't have a great ice move, and Knock Off wasn't as...
It wasn't powerful then. It was 15 base power.
Mm-hmm. So you only had, like, Night Slash, you know, you might try to go for the crit routes with it, with, like, a Razor Claw. So it just... So yeah, now with that, but with those resistances, though, you still, I mean, a lot of steel types were everywhere. Whether it's Heatran, whether it's Scizor, whether it's Empoleon, Bronzong, Jirachi. Yeah, all those, like, specifically a lot of the steel psychics, Metagross and Bronzong and Jirachi, did not have that extra weakness.
Yeah, I think it'll be a buff to Ghosts and Darks, honestly, because of that kind of thing. Now they can actually spam their stab moves with no worries. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, steel types are still going to be there because fairy types are going to be up. I don't think it's kind of like a neutral push. It does make a few of the steel psychics a little bit worse. It does make Empoleon a little more interesting, make Scizor a little more interesting. Heatran, I think, still is going to be fine. It's still going to be probably the best steel at the moment.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So I think that's a big
one. On the topic of type-based updates, though, and I think this is the final real type-based one. Well, no, there's two. One is the Rotom forms are no longer always electric ghost. They are electric and whatever their corresponding bonus move is. So Rotom Wash, for instance, is electric water as we know it today. Back in Gen 4, it was electric ghost with Hydro Pump. So... That changes a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Because before, it was kind of related. The big reason to use ghosts is to be able to spin block. Because Defog wasn't as good as it was now. And so the real ways to get rid of hazards is Starmie. And so what do you switch in Starmie? You switch in Rotom. Because you usually resist whatever it tries to go for or can eat that hit. And be able to KO it back with either Thunderbolt or Shadow Ball.
Yep. That was really the only way to remove hazards back then, because Defog only cleared them from the target side. So if you use Defog, you would clear the hazards you set up on the opponent's field, which is useless. That does not help you in any way. But now it does. It clears the entire field. So that's a mechanical change as well that's going to be interesting. It makes hazards less of a necessity, honestly, because there's an easier way to remove them.
Yeah, it's though Defog is limited on who gets it.
Yes.
Because in Gen 4, you really only had a few, like anything with flying, of course, got it. You got a few things like maybe like a Latios, Latias, who can't pseudo fly. Gliscor could resist, or at least kind of half resist, because of its ground types. Skarmory with its steel type. But Rotoms do not get Defog. In Gen 4.
Yes, not in this game. They did by Tutor in Sword and Shield, but they do not get it in this game because it's TM only, which is interesting to think about. Mm-hmm. So that brings me to the next kind of big block section that's really going to have a whole lot of changes competitively, and that is the abilities. There are a lot of changes to abilities between Gen 4 and now, such as the introduction of hidden abilities in Generation 5. Everything gets a third ability. Some things get a second ability. So, for example, some notable ones that Shark and I came up with off-air, Poison Heal Gliscor didn't exist back then. Yep. Sheer Force Nidoking, Regenerator in general. Those are some.
Yeah, Slowking, Slowbro, Tangrowth are going to be, I think, going to be fairly good here with that.
Yeah, I checked the old Diamond Pearl analysis for Tangrowth. It ran Chlorophyll because that was its only ability, and it was still good then. Now it's got Regenerator.
Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest ones is just the fact that Weather, we have Torkoal, you have Pelipper, you have Politoed.
Yep.
They all can set Weather now. So yeah. Weather
and
teams
the ability
were...
patch is in this game.
Hmm?
and the ability patch is in this game, so you can grant them the hidden ability without having to do too much work.
Yep, so that's going to be super huge, I think. Just to begin giving a real weather wars in Diamond Pearl.
Yeah, but in a sensible way, not the Gen 5 way.
Yeah, there's still... I mean, you still got some abusers. Kingdra's going to have fun for a while here.
Yeah. Technician Breloom is something I'm excited to use. I loved Breloom to begin with, and now it has Technician or Poison Heal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a common joke among Linian and me that my favorite Pokemon is Poison Heal the ability. So I'm very excited to enter this meta with both of my Poison Heal babies being available.
Yeah, no,
so.
Breloom was good in DP, and I think it could still be good.
Yeah. I think one of the gym leaders, the rematch teams leaked, and I think one of them straight up runs a Poison Heal sub-focus punch Spore Leech Seed Breloom, which just tickles me because I ran that set like competitively and now the NPCs are going to use it against me. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I feel like that's... Well, actually, who's it going to... Actually, it could be either or. I've got a feeling it's the fighting one. Hold on here. Let me pull it up. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. I'll keep looking and see if I can find it.
Yeah,
fighting.
I can't
recall
who's,
it's fighting.
Got that.
No, fighting
I'm
uses
so
the technician one.
Oh, that's right. The grass... Gardenia? Is it Gardenia?
Gardenia uses the... Oh my gosh, Gardenia uses the sub-focus one that you respect.
Yes,
sub-seed focus.
My favorite.
And Maylene, the fighting gym leader, uses Life Orb Technician, Bullet Seed... Bullet Seed got upgraded. I forgot about that. Bullet Seed, Mach Punch, Rock Tomb, and Force Ball. Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh, Bullet Seed. Ooh, Technician Bullet Seed.
This is going to be fun. Yeah, it's gross. It does way more damage than it should.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. On the topic of abilities, though, Gengar did lose Levitate, so that's something that you're going to have to get in your brain. The Heatran Gengar core is no longer as good as it was, because now both of them are weak to ground.
Yeah. Though, I will say this. A Heatran gets Flame Body, not just Flash Fire.
Yeah, it does. That is true. A brand new ability.
Mm-hmm. So that gets better, and just like any of these miscellaneous things, like Infernape was around, now it gets Iron Fist.
And Power Up Punch in its move up list.
Ooh, yeah.
Or level up list.
Mm-hmm. Empoleon getting Defiant, which especially with Defog being around, it can run physical or special. So it's going to be interesting to see which one develops.
Yep. And so we're going to move on from abilities now to the other big block of mechanical changes, and that is moves. So, of course, from Gen 4 to Gen 8, there are a lot of brand new moves added to the Pokemon's pools that they didn't have before. Things like Body Press, Scald, Liquidation, Darkest Lariat, Mystical Fire, High Horsepower, and Psyshock were some of the biggest ones that we could think of that are brand new moves that were not in the game in Gen 4.
Mm-hmm. And
on top of that, yeah, go ahead.
And
go
then
ahead,
all
Char.
Of that, and then on top of that, that they were readily available in Sword and Shield is usually as like some sort of like TM or TR move. Also, things like Close Combat as well that I just thought of that got to be a TR.
Ooh,
that was being able to count on a couple extra Pokemon here and there. That it just the increased coverage got really good, and especially I think Body Press and Scald I think are the two of the biggest moves added in the game.
Yeah,
in
I think Scald
years.
Personally is huge. Yeah. But yeah, you mentioned distribution of moves in some cases, and one thing to mention here is moves like Aura Sphere got a lot more distribution in Sword and Shield. It's unknown if, to me anyway, I'm sure it's in the game leak, if that's going to be available to some of the Pokemon here, but it's based on how the coding is looking, it's possible that transfer into Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl could happen in a patch down the line. So something like a Latias, who now has access to both Mystical Fire and Aura Sphere, could have a field day in a tier like this. Scizor is no longer a counter. It gets hit by Mystical Fire. Heatran is no longer a counter, even though it could use Surf. But Aura Sphere is good. Tyranitar, that's a better one. Tyranitar is no longer a counter to Latias it gets Aura Sphered.
Yeah, the biggest thing in the format, in the DP format right now. Yeah, Tyranitar.
Yeah. And as the polar opposite of new moves, There were a slew of moves that were not in Sword and Shield or were disabled when you got a Pokemon in there and they couldn't use them in battle. Those notable ones were Hidden Power, Pursuit, Return, Frustration, and other random things like the caliber of Snatch and Secret Power and things like that. That sometimes
Signal Beam use. On your electric types, yeah. etc.
Jolteon is garbage, but yeah, those are still disabled. In this, the only exception is Hidden Power is back, but on unknown only. They took away the TM for Hidden Power and replaced it with something else, so nothing except unknown can learn Hidden Power in this game.
Yeah, which that's definitely a big shift. Definitely a lot of DPP, a few of the special attackers will run Hidden Powers. Typically, I've seen Hidden Power Fire for things like Scissor and Steel types. Hidden Power Ground for Heatran, and Hidden Power Grass.
Ice for Dragons is what I've seen.
Ice, too. And I've seen Grass as well. For the few things I didn't get Grass Knot. Grass Knot was a big coverage move in DPP to get those water types. So, and the
T-tars. I think a big one... Yeah, speaking of T-tar, that's perfect segue. I think a big one that's going to be really different feeling from Gen 4 is no Pursuit. Tyranitar doesn't have that. Weavile and Scizor don't have that. That was some big keys to their success. They could trap Latias. No longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been running basically banded T-tar with... And I could just click Pursuit usually and be able to KO even if they stayed in.
Yeah. Yeah, whether it's kind of a... can't win scenario. If they stay in, they take enough damage and are knocked out. If they leave, they do nothing and are knocked out. Mm-hmm. So that no longer exists. You can no longer checkmate it. It can just run. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not all bright sunshine and cake for Latias and Latios by extension, which may still last in what would be the OU area for this tier, because unlike in Gen 4, Soldew does not do what it used to do. It now just boosts the power of dragon and psychic moves by 20%, as opposed to Gen 4, where it would boost their entire special attack and special defense stats by 50%. So it basically is not an item that you would want to use, really. With fairy types and dark types being good, both of those are immunities that Soldew has, so... Not as good as just straight up Life Orb or Specs or even Scarf.
Yeah. Yeah. And then back on some of the moves, quick fire. Leech Life got boosted up to 80 base power. Knock Off got boosted to, was it 70? 65.
Yeah, it's 65 if it's itemless or something like that, and then like something
like 90-something if it's with an item.
96 or 7 with an item, yeah.
Yeah, so Knock Off got boosted and just became the move that it is today, just spamming on everything. And a big one, big move change from Gen 4, because of how Gen 4 was with, you know, no team preview, you tended to have a lot of suicide leads. Explosion no longer halves damage or halves defense before doing damage.
Yeah, that's a cool effect that it used to do.
Which is significant. And it's something I forgot about when I had this Trick Room Bronzong I was using, and I was against a Scizor, and there was a mildly defensive Scizor that had Roost. Earthquake was only doing like 25%. Which was like neutral. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me just explode and switch into something else. I explode and deal like 50% to it. I'm like, that's not what I expected. Oh, right. It did half, didn't it? Oh, yeah.
Yep. It essentially, mathematically, made it a base power of 500 move.
Yeah. Even with the resist, it's like, it did more than the neutral earthquake that I was doing with it. So I'm like, okay. That helped, because that basically removed that Scizor being a problem for me.
I remember Heatran would do that to stop Blissey's a long time ago. It would Magma Storm to trap them, which, by the way, also got buffed. I think it got more powerful and more accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it was like 70 accuracy or something stupid before, and now it's like 85.
Really dumb. Yeah. But it got a buff, but I would trap the Blissey, and then I would explode on it, which after a tick of Magma Storm would do enough to knock it out, even with the HP. So, Yeah, that's a good difference to note. A lot of things ran explosion to get past something it shouldn't have been able to.
Mm-hmm. And then...
So, yeah, that kind of captures a lot of that. I think the final thing that we want to mention is we're under this assumption. We have gotten no confirmation of how this works, but we're going to... Seeing that this is basically Gen 8 in a Gen 4 environment, we are going to go ahead and make the assumption here today, a week before it comes out, that Team Preview does not exists. It's not in its Gen 4 format where there's this whole thing about having a lead and you don't know what's on the opponent's team, so a Tech Shedinja could destroy you. We're going into this assuming that Team Preview exists, unlike Gen 4. So that changes a whole lot of things too, honestly.
Yeah, because most of your leads were very networked. You either had most of the time you had something with Sash that would set up hazards. You would have, I think the big two would be Aerodactyl and Ezelf, who it's either Stealth Rock or Taunt, and then either explode or just do a bunch of damage, be able to quickly get up the hazards and just, you know, it's there, it's in your set.
Yeah. Other common leads that did the same thing that were a little bit less suicide-y are Metagross was a common lead. Swampert was a very common lead. Machamp even was a kind of common anti-lead, where its whole goal was to disrupt the opponent setting up Stealth Rock or knock out the Pokemon before it could set it up reliably.
Oh, yeah. Dynamic Punch, Nogard was strong. Yeah, because that was the first... That was honestly the first lead I fought was a Machamp. I'm like, Machamp's here? That's different.
Yeah.
And it just, like, Dynamic Punch confused me, and I'm like, oh right, this is annoying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But Heatran was another common one. Mamoswine with Focus Sash was another good one. Especially now that Oblivious blocks Taunt, that would probably be a very common one nowadays with that ability change.
Oh, yeah. I think that little change is going to make it a lot better in a no-team preview era.
Yeah.
Even like Slowbro, heck, too, even in a team preview, since it would be immune to taunt.
Yeah. So the whole dynamic of there being this concept of an anti-lead or a dedicated lead kind of goes out the window when the team preview is introduced. So it may make for a whole different feel, even though it's still Gen 4-ish. It'll make it feel a lot different if that whole lead bit is taken out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll increase and decrease Pokemon's viability just because of that alone. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the quick mechanical changes. So Shark, if you don't mind, could you give me a rundown of some of the best and worst of what you've seen the last couple of days just playing good old Gen 4 and things like that? So what are some trends? What are some Pokemon? I see you've got for our pleasure here on the recording end, we've got a small chart that has the current viability rankings of the Gen 4 meta put into, you know, what Gen 4 meta is right now, not something ADSP.
Yeah, exactly. And the four clear and above best Pokemon in BDSP would be Tyranitar, Jirachi, Heatran, and Latias. Tyranitar being pretty much the only real dark type that you encounter, because I think the other dark types in the meta in Gen 4 were Weavile and Umbreon, like, were the big ones. It's like Absol's like probably like even down lower than that, but I think those three were were really the dark types. And without the knockoff boost, Weavile just kind of slumbered down and just being rock, like super rock weak. Tyranitar having the high stats, the better move pool, having crunch, pursuit, like it's also sand and being so tanky. It's versatile. It can either go offensive D dance, you can go choice band, you can go tanky, you can go scarf, or, you know, you got a lot of things. And especially without Dugtrio being here, and without like baton pass ninja-esque stuff being here, Tyranitar is
That's really? Right. That's banned now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're assuming that ban's going to carry over to this, too.
No, honestly. I'm pretty sure Baton Pass stats are no longer they're not a thing gonna let now that in any formats, any official Smogon formats.
Yeah. So we're making that assumption, too, folks. No Arena Trap or Baton Pass to start off. So.
Yeah. Otherwise, Dugtrio would definitely be on this list, at least in that, you know, typical trapping format that he does. So.
Exactly.
You're really the only trapping here you get is Magnezone, which is there because you have things like Jirachi and Heatran and Metagross and et cetera, in the format.
Yeah, but even then, it doesn't have Hidden Power Fire, so even nowadays, it doesn't do its job as well.
Yeah.
It's got to hit you with Thunderbolt or do some kind of weird... Yeah. What's the... Mirror...
Oh, it doesn't... Something? Oh, Flash Cannon.
Mirror Coat.
Oh, Mirror Coat.
I'm thinking Mirror Coat, but that's really funky. I think that works with an Assault Vest.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But Assault Vest doesn't exist, so haha.
Yeah, Assault... did we mention that? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a handful of items that aren't here.
Yeah, they weren't in Gen 4, and they're... also aren't in BDSP as well. Rocky Helmet, Eviolite, Assault Vest, and Heavy Duty Boots.
Yep, those are the most important ones. There's others, I'm sure, but those are the big ones.
Yeah, because that's going to go change things back dramatically.
Did you hear that, Dusk Noir? You're finally better than Dusclops again.
Yes.
No Eviolite.
Yeah, no, Dusk Noir should see probably some niche usage for sure, being... the next best ghost type in the format.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to some of the best Pokemon. Jirachi, it can be a supporter with, you know, Wish Pass. It resists Dragon spam, which Dragons were definitively the best type at this in the DP era. It has its Serene Grace shenanigans of Body Press, Iron Head that could be abused. You can also go Calm Mind. That's the one I've been primarily using as a Calm Mind, Psychic, Grass Knot, Hidden Power Fire as a good way to kind of break and close out games. So it's just a very solid, and it's got good stats. Not much else you can ask for. And at the time, it's not weak to Dark or Ghost.
Yep, joke's on them. Mm-hmm. Haha, it is now.
Yep, nope, it's only weak to...
and Knockoff exists.
It's only weak to Ground and to Fire.
Yep.
Which leads into the next big one, Heatran. Heatran being probably one of the better defensive Pokemon in this format. Without things like Garchomp and Dugtrio to really pester it, it gets to do its big, you know, Magma Storm traps types shenanigans. And
Torment Tran was my favorite in the day.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's really good. It's very hard to take down if you don't have a good water or ground type at your disposal.
Yeah. And I mean, look at its performance all the way to today. It's almost indisputably one of the best Pokemon in OU now, and kind of has been ever since it was introduced.
Yeah.
So that thing's not going anywhere.
No, it's not. It's very good.
Yeah. And Latias is, of course, really good too, because it was banned for a little bit and now it's back.
Yeah,
but there's a reason it was banned.
Draco Meteor and a high speed. And this was at a time when Draco Meteor was 140 base power and not 130.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all those special moves got nerfed since then.
Mm hmm.
So, no, Draco's drop a Draco. It will take a lot of things out. And just generally, it's still really good. Calm Mind.
Still makes me chuckle that Latias and Salamence have the same special attack stat. But yeah, that's kind of the S ranks. So there's some lower ones too that I imagine are going to really change all over the place with the things we talked about mechanically that are different. So there's a couple there, like for example the Breloom. Now it can Technician, just to kind of go off on some of the ones that I see.
Yeah.
Clefable's down here, but that'll be S rank, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Clefable, I've seen in just a different... just over the years, it's ranged in, like, a B to, like, low A's. It just kind of fluctuates, just kind of on an ebb and flow. Whenever you need... at the time, whenever you need a Stallbreaker, you go with Sheer Force, normal move pull Clefable with, you know... fire, electric, ice spam, and you just go to town. But since then, it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I think you meant Magic Guard there.
Magic Guard.
This is prior to the fairy typing existing at all. So this is Clefable being A+ rank in back in Gen 4. Now, with fairy typing and Moonblast, I can't even imagine how much
now
it's going to boost the thing.
You have a good defensive viability with it as well. And on top of its offensive. It doesn't probably get as good of healing. I think it's probably still going to, I mean, still gets Wish, but it won't get like soft. It won't have soft boiled.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
I think it still gets Moonlight.
Yes, it gets Moonlight and I'm pretty sure Wish. Yes.
Yeah, Wish for sure. Those are the natural healings. Maybe.
It also doesn't get Teleport in this game. That's a Let's Go Pikachu Eevee exclusive. So until there's transfer allowed, it's just going to be a normalish Clefable that's probably a Wish passer, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So no, it's still going to, I mean, it's still going to be good defensively, and it can still be an alternate win con with, you know, Calm Mind, Play for Moonblast instead.
Mm-hmm. And Magikarp is still good. It was good back then, and it's going to be good now again.
Mm-hmm.
Metagross is something I'm interested to see how it works, be that the lead or the agility.
Yeah, I think Metagross is going to be interesting to see how it goes, because there's definitely going to be a few things that I think get better that could do a decent job checking, depending on what coverage Metagross runs at the time. You know, you have things like Tangrowth, I think, is going to get better to wall it. Slowbro could wall it.
Yeah.
It really just depends on what, you know, is it going to run Thunder Punch, Ice Punch? Actually, if it gets the punches, will it get the...
I think it does. I don't think it gets Fire, but I feel like it gets Ice Punch.
But I don't think the tutors are in here yet.
Huh.
I will double check that as we talk here, because that's...
Yeah.
I am hyper curious about that.
Yeah, Ice Punch exists, but we'll have to see if the tutoring... Or whatever, because I don't think there's a lot of tutors in this game.
No, there's only, the only ones that I recall are Dragon Tutor, and I...
Yeah, Meteor and Frenzy Plant type stuff.
Yeah. I assume they're there.
It may not get it.
Beldum, here we go. Metagross. Hammer Arm, Bullet Punch.
I mean, it does learn it. Just, it depends on where from.
No Fire, no... Beldum. Beldum has no egg moves. Okay, then no, it does not get it.
Yikes, that's something else that we forgot to take account of like just moveset variances like that.
Yeah, because there's no tutor moves in this game. At least initially, you're going to get the same type of thing you had in Swish, where for the first few months, like, move distribution is going to be significantly worse. Like, Knockoff is not going to be on everything. Toxic is not going to be on everything.
That's one I wanted to mention specifically. They actually took that TM away for Toxic, so it has to learn it naturally if it's going to learn it. One notable Pokemon that breaks my heart just a little bit that does not have access to Toxic anymore in this game is my dear baby Gliscor. That does not have it. So if you want to poison something, you have to use Fling.
I mean, it's not bad. Once you get poisoned, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's a one-off Toxic.
Yeah, and
it's
then Fling it off. And it learns acrobatics naturally, so I think that's one of the other things that one of the rematch people uses is a Fling Toxic Orb Gliscor, which just also makes me chuckle.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun set. But yeah, no,
that is.
Metagross has, you're gonna be able to go like Earthquake, Meteor Mash, Zen Headbutt, Hammer Arm, Brick Break. Like you're kind of stuck in that move pool, so yeah, it's not going to be as good as what it has been if more recent, but it's still I'm probably going to do fine. It's just not. I think it just depends on how much steel is going to be around, because I mean, there's a lot of steel types, especially with things like Heatran. Scizor is still Scizor.
And it should get Bullet Punch because they're based on their Sword and Shield level-ups, and that is a natural move for Scizor, unlike in actual Diamond Pearl. It had to wait for Platinum to get that.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that, too. That was a thing.
Yeah.
I remember people being excited about that.
Oh, I was one of those people. I used Scizor before it got Bullet Punch because I love the darn thing.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, it's cool.
Iron Head was not good. Don't do it, folks.
Yeah, nope. It Bullet Punch is a level 0 slash... Oh, actually, Bullet Punch is an evolve move, as well as
it
a level
now,
1
move. They made it Scizor's signature move, basically.
You know, you're covered.
Yep. But yeah, steals are abundant. I just seeing this list here and, you know, what was good then, they're probably going to be good now. Empoleon, for example.
Empoleon's been great for me, just the few times I've
been
using it.
I am so excited.
It does.
What have you been using?
I've been using it as a lead, kind of like it's a stealth rock. It's been a stealth rock lead for me, but it's been also a kind of an anti lead at the same time. It was basically, gotcha. It had Hydro Pump Aqua Jet, where basically if I went against an Azelf or an Aerodactyl, they tended to just taunt immediately. So I click Hydro Pump and then Aqua Jet, and then they die.
And then I just
switch out and I have a Sash Empoleon for later.
And they don't have rocks the whole game. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it had Grass Knot for coverage.
Yeah. That was a good move back then.
It's still, it could run Ice Beam, but I think Grass Knot, I think, just as well, I think.
Yeah. For what I need. Honestly, as a lead, that's far better because of Swampert's prevalence as a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So in that world. In this world, where leads may not be the same, maybe a little different. I'm honestly really pumped to bring back what was, I think, my favorite sweeper in Gen 4, which was the Agility Substitute Patayaberry Empoleon.
Oh, yes, I remember that. And honestly, Empoleon,
you would sub down to be in torrent range and just go to town.
Yeah, that's going to be so good. And Empoleon itself just...
You could...
It gets Defiant. Yeah. It can run Sword Dance, Aqua Jet, Agility, Agility probably gets Waterfall still. What do you get? What do you get now?
What is Salamence's hidden ability? It's Moxie. Yes. So it might start running that. So Intimidate's going to be a little less common. Same with Gyarados, honestly. So it might be harder to trigger Defiant in this meta without Landorus existing.
And with
the other twos. Oh, look at me. Forgetting already.
Defog is going to be huge because a lot of these suicide leads are going to have it's not going to be as good because Defog. Empoleon, I think, is going to be a premier Defogger.
I think we've seen the end of suicide leads, honestly. If you're asking my real opinion, I think it's... Unless you're running a hyper offense only.
Yeah.
I think it's the end of suicide leads, very honestly. Between Defog and Team Preview, just those two factors, I think they're gone for non-hyper offense.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you're absolutely right. But, it looks like you could definitely run a physical Empoleon with the Defiant...
Yeah.
You can run Swords Dance or Agility, Waterfall, Rock Slide, and Drill Peck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that enough is... That's pretty good coverage right there. Oh, and you can get Earthquake, too. There you go. Earthquake or Brick Break for extra coverage. So that'll be a good spicy set if you want to have some fun. Or you can go the sub Pattaya Berry, which is also a very fun one, too.
My baby... Yes. I think that's a pretty good recap of what's the biggest, baddest things to watch out for. It kind of brings me back, at least, to good old Gen 4 OU, so I'm sure it does for you listeners as well, and you, Shark, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want a quick, off-the-cuff opinion from you.
Yes.
What do you think is a Pokemon that was essentially bad or almost unusable in original Gen 4 that will be good... Now, with the mechanic changes, with the move changes, with maybe some other ability or anything like that, what do you think is a rags-to-riches story of a Pokemon right now?
I think, just broadly overall, given what I expect to be top-tier threats, what I expect are necessary counters, I think it's got to be Tangrowth. I think Tangrowth is going to have the biggest jump. I think a few others I'll mention here, like Weavile... Slowbro, and Mamoswine, Togekiss get a little bit better, or definitely get from bottom to being very common. But I think Tangrowth was basically not there because you had other grass types like Breloom, Roserade, and Shaymin being more prevalent. But Tangrowth was just kind of just not there. But it's got with its high defense and regenerator. It's going to be a necessary thing for the initial bit just to potentially wall some of these more offensive ground types that you're going to get, such as Garchomps, such as potentially Gliscor. You're going to have to force Gliscor to run an acrobatics or something. Because if it's going to be more of a defensive Gliscor with Defog, you're going to have an Earthquake. You're going to force it to have to run U-turn to potentially chip it or... acrobatic fling, you know, to break it.
Yeah,
so
that's
I think
a good
Tangrowth
one,
I think is going to go up from obscurity to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another one I think could I think be Nidokings and Queen as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention, or at least run by, because Sheer Force didn't exist, and now they're crazy good.
Mm-hmm. I think those two as well, I think are going to, those are going to get, those got a big upgrade, and given how prevalent they even are in Swish, I expect them to do pretty mm-hmm. well here.
Yeah. I've got two, kind of in a similar vein, that are kind of rags to riches, and I want to mention the legendary beasts specifically. Of those three, Suicune and Raikou specifically. Suicune just because Scald. That alone puts it in at least, like, it's in A minus according to this chart. I think Scald alone puts it into A, if
that's
we're counting
fair.
All Gen 4
that's
things
fair.
To say.
I don't disagree. So, at least it puts it there. There's still there's a lot of waters, and I don't know where
yeah.
it's going to unfold, but I definitely think we'll see how the waters unfold, because you have, I think, things like Slowbro and Slowking get better. But
I think Krokun, though, like Calm Mind, Rest Talk, Scald
yeah.
is going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah. And it does it still get worse, Scald?
It's a tier now.
There it is, 49, Scald. Yep, you're good.
And I think in that same vein, and kind of for the same reason, I think Raikou has a really good chance to shine here, because it too gets Scald, and it's got Aura Sphere as a natural move in its level up now. So
does
between those
it?
Two, a Calm Mind Raikou might be pretty dang good.
Does it get Aura Sphere still? I thought it was not.
Yeah, they all three of them got the fancy moves. Entei got Sacred Fire. Suicune got, I think, Extreme Speed or something. So maybe Sheer Cold, one of those two silly
Raikou,
things. It sucked for Suicune. But Raikou was Aura Sphere.
I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm not seeing it here. I'm actually looking at it right now on the dock.
Really?
It may be updated and see if it's missing, but it's got Extreme Speed, Thundershock, Leer, Charge, Quick Attack at level 1. I don't see Aura Sphere in its move pool.
Interesting.
So if it gets Aura Sphere,
might be changed from Sword
it's
Shield.
Be really good.
Because I know it did in Sword and Shield.
But I know in Sword and Shield, Aura Sphere was a TM too.
That's
but
true.
Let's see.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Raikou.
Oh, it's a TR. It's a TR.
Yeah,
here.
No, I never got it as a level up. Yeah, no, it has the exact same level up move pull as Swish based on
silly
Dynamon.
Me. Okay, that might. I'll just stick with Suicune then. Maybe Raikou's day is yet to come.
It's still well. Let's look.
We'll
what
see.
Okay, Rotoms are still going to be here as electric types.
Yeah.
Zapdos gets better because static.
Yeah,
That gets better.
Jolteon gets worse because it loses all of its coverage options.
Magnezone gets worse because it does not get Body Press, so therefore it has Magneton.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh.
Oof.
Yeah, let's quick highlight that real fast. Let's go quick aside here, because obviously a lot of Pokemon lose a lot of moves. I want to shout out my boy Probopass here, who gets Body Press.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is one of two Pokemon to actually get Body Press in this game.
Was the other Bastiodon? What was the other one?
No, Regigigas.
Oh, okay.
So Regigigas and Probopass are the only two Pokemon in BDSP at this moment who get Body Press. So Skarmory gets slightly worse. It's going to only be able to run Brave Bird as an offensive move. Magnezone, I think only if you're really going to trap, but even then it's not going to be as good because it's going to have a hard time breaking. So I don't think trapping's going to be a big thing, because I don't even think Skarmory's going to be. Skarmory was okay. I never really saw Skarmory much when playing in DP. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting because there's no Corviknight. So, but.
Yep. True.
It's you're still going to need some defog, so I'm curious where Skarmory is going to go, because it could definitely go up and down. So
for sure.
But Magnezone, I think, is going to drop pretty hard because it's got no coverage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even think it gets. There's no Steel Beam to even like suicide.
Yep. No tutors at all.
Nope. So it's just.
How about? How about on the other end, though? We're going rags to riches. Let's go riches to rags. There were a lot of Pokemon that were banned in Gen 4. Do you think they'll stick around? Things like Latios, Garchomp, Salamence. Do you think that there's enough checks to them now that they may stick around for what will be BDSPOU?
I think Salamence could drop and stay. I think mm-hmm. Latios and Garchomp are the two that are very 50-50. I think it really depends on how good the fairies and these other defensive checks are. Because there's a good variety of different things, but I know for a fact Dragon was so easily spammable that you could just, like, I was used against Cleaner, Dragonite itself. Just to, like, Dragon Dance, Extreme Speed, either Fire Punch or...
Oh, Multiscale. Oof.
Yeah, that got better. Though it doesn't have Heady Dew Boots.
Right,
So it's 50-50. It's slightly better. It's better than what was it? Yeah. Cloud 9? What's its other ability?
I forget. It's unimportant.
That's really fair. It's unimportant because
Inner Focus. It was Inner Focus.
Okay, Inner Focus still might be usable. You still might run Inner Focus. Actually, Inner Focus gets better. Either way, Dragon Knight gets way better because you can Dragon Dance.
Yeah.
You can Dragon Dance easier. Because it was like Dragon Dance, Outrage was the spam move. You just click Outrage and just, you know. I won a game, sadly, because I just got one Dragon Dance off and I got 3-turn Outrage into 2 crits on almost full.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, check our Discord in the Smogon channel, and you can see how I literally said, I was at 50% health with the Dragonite. I said GG, because my opponent clicked Toxic on Heatran on me, and I'm like, okay. But I had Lumberry, so I got to cure it once. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to click Dragon Outrage now and just hope for the best. Crit, Empoleon comes out. Crit kill from full.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, double crit, 2x crit. Yeah, extra feel bads.
Yeah.
And then the last Pokemon, I don't remember, but it just died to Outrage out normally, so it was fine, but still, like, double crit. I said GG ahead, and it just hit, it hit a lot differently after the double crit. I was like, I lost the game, and yet, no, never mind, I didn't.
Oh, well.
But still, Dragon Spam, personally, I think, it's going to be good. I think Togekiss gets much better. I think Fable gets
better. Oh, that's Fairy type now, too, isn't it? Ooh.
Yeah, another Sigreen Grace spam stuff.
That's straight up a Garchomp counter. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that and Clefairy, I think, are good. I think Gardevoir even has a decent shot to do okay here, especially for, like, a Latios-Latias check, because they don't get coverage. And Latias, or in Gardevoir, hard counters their stabs.
Yeah.
So, I think Gardevoir, I think that's my, like, sleeper, but it really depends on how the meta evolves. And if Clefable's enough, I mean, it's probably fine, but, I mean, there's no Tapu Lele, so I guess you get Gardevoir, so.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Mm-hmm. Or Mr. Mime, but we don't count Mr. Mime right now.
No, we don't.
That's still not coming up.
Yeah. Well, neat. I think that's a good place to leave it. And what we're going to do now is we're going to hop over and give you guys a team that Shark and I put together to maybe get you through day one on the ladder. So we will be right back.
And now it's time for Team of the Episode.
And we are back with the team of the episode, which we have titled Oops All Sinnoh, because when Shark and I were putting this together, we got it done, we felt really good about it, and then we looked at it, every single one of them was from Gen 4.
Yep.
We didn't do it on purpose.
We didn't.
We swear.
Because I started out with, like, because one of the big things I noticed was, like, okay, regen. Let's build a solid regen core. So I started with a Slowking. In that slot to go with Tangrowth, just because it's like physical special. But then we flipped it around and picked a different water type in that slot for Slowking, and then all of a sudden everything was Sinnoh.
Yeah, it fit better for some reason, just out of nowhere. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, starting from the top though, with our first Generation 4 boy, we have Rotom Wash. Holding Leftovers, ability is of course Levitate. Reminder, Rotom Wash in this game will be electric water type. So, EVs are as follows: 252 HP, 200 defense, 56 speed with a bold nature. The speed is to outrun Adamant Tyranitar. So no choice band for you, Rotom. You can either pump or switch out or Will-O-Wisp it. Its moves are Hydro Pump, Volt Switch, Pain Split, and Will-O-Wisp. Pretty standard Rotom, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's pretty good. It didn't lose too much, I think, right now from this moveset relative to any BDSP move setup. So I think it looks good.
You can't run Defog on it right now, but that's about the only thing it misses out on.
Yeah, no, I think it's still good. Nice, good defensive check here. And another defensive check here to some of the big threats, I think, that are coming. Tangrowth with leftovers because it doesn't get to wear a helmet or an assault vest. So, yeah. Lefties it is. 252 HP, 252 defense, 4 special defense, relaxed nature with knockoff because it's one of the few Pokemon that get knockoff still. Sleep powder. Yep. And then Focus Blast, Giga Drain for coverage.
Pretty good. I'm really excited to see. I think you're 100% right with it being really rags to riches with that regenerator. That'll be wild.
Mm-hmm. And I think with things, I think Garchomp with spam, just the earth, any amount of earthquake spam is going to be good just to like get it up there. And it's going to at least force the coverage, which is good.
Yeah. And on that, we've got yet another defensive check, but you could easily warp this to something else if you wanted. And I'm elated that I get this Pokemon to talk about. We have my baby Gliscor, holding, of course, a Toxic Orb. The ability is Poison Heal. EVs are as follows: 244 HP, 244 Special Defense, and 20 Speed with a Jolly Nature. Those EVs do a couple things. One, hit a Toxic Orb number, so you maximize recovery from Toxic Orb every turn. The speed with a Jolly Nature outruns Modest Heatran, which is a very important thing for you to check with this team. Gliscor is a very efficient check to Heatran, and that's primarily what you're running it as in this occurrence. The moveset is as follows for this version. It's got Defog, Knock Off, Roost, and Earthquake. So it's a pretty good defensive Gliscor. If you wish, you can make this a sweeper and swap Defog and Knockoff out for Swords Dance and Facade.
Yeah, no, that's good. I definitely think there's definitely some room for flexibility with this team, too. It's got a very good, I think it's going to have a very good defensive core that you can just kind of tweak a few sets or maybe swap a thing out and be good here. So, yep, and with that, another member to kind of complete this little defensive core and the Fire, Water, Grass core is Heatran. With leftovers with the ability Flash Fire. 252 HP, 136 Bidef, 120 Speed, Calm Nature. With the moves Magma Storm, Earth Power, Taunt, and Stealth Rock. That way you can be able to kind of trap and deal with any of these pesky like Clefables or Blissey's that are going to be around trying to stop you.
Mm-hmm. And with Clefable not being able to recover as efficiently because it doesn't have Soft Boiled, Taunt can really hurt it.
Mm-hmm. It still has to worry about Togekiss spamming Aura Sphere, but I think it's still got a good amount of Spidef here to be able to break it before Togekiss gets
true.
It.
All right. Moving right along, we've moved away from defensive things and are now in the crack your team open kind of Pokemon. With one that we think is going to be really good in this meta, we have Mamoswine holding a Life Orb using its hidden ability, Thick Fat, which, as a reminder, it didn't get till now. The EVs are 252 attack, 4 defense, 252 speed with a Jolly Nature, just going straight into the offensive stats with the moveset of Icicle Crash, Ice Shard, Earthquake, and Rock Slide. Much better than running Icicle Spear, which I think it used to a long time ago.
Yeah, it used to even
Icicle
run
Crash
Ice
is far better.
It was bad. Yeah. It was bad. There was not a good physical ice move for a long time. And Icicle Crash, that buff, I think it puts Mamoswine over the edge right now, and with Thick Fat as well. I think it's going to do really well here in this meta, just to be able to break things, especially with the amount of dragons that are potentially going to be unleashed upon it at the start.
Ice ground is terrifying coverage. Very hard to wall against.
Very hard. And there's still a few things that could be around, but it's good.
For sure. As a reminder, too, just to kind of give other mechanical ideas, we mentioned it in the previous segment, but if you wanted, you could open up a slot on Heatran and allow Mamoswine to be your stealth rocker, but change the ability to Oblivious so Taunt can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. It definitely could be a good lead, especially if it's like you're dealing with these, like, if there is no team preview, Mamoswine could be a fairly good lead with Oblivious stealth rock. Just to be able to icicle, you can even just icicle crash, ice shard in all these suiciders.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that's just true.
You've got a lot of versatility with it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, take us home with the primary sweeper.
Yeah, well, as long as it's on band, you got to run Garchomp at the start of this. You've got to. It's Garchomp with the leftovers ability Rough Skin, which it didn't get to have in Gen 4. 252 attack, 252 speed, force bedef, jolly nature, sword stance, earthquake, stone edge, fire fang. Earthquake because it's the biggest, it's his best spammable offensive move. Stone edge for coverage for things like Latios, Togekiss, etc. And fire fang for potentially other tang growths or other, you know, bulky grasses thing that might try to stop it, like Breloom and
Breloom, yeah. That resists the Edgequake combo. That's the only thing that does in this time. That and Bronzong.
Mm-hmm.
And Skarmory, it's a good thing to hit with.
Exactly. But if Garchomp is banned, you just swap in the next best dragon. You just put in...
Flygon, baby!
You probably go in the order of, like, Latios, then Salamence, then Latias. You could... then... Dragonite and then Flygon?
Yeah.
In terms of trying to break and destroy, I'm pretty sure, especially with the fact that we are running three grounds on this team, but
yeah,
it's fine. We've got decent ice resists. We're fine.
Mm-hmm. If it was me and my heart of hearts, I would definitely swap Garchomp out for Flygon and swap Mamoswine out for Scizor. That's just how I operate. Because Scizor, Gliscor, Rotom is just lethal, and you can just bounce around the entire field. There's a lot of options.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
So
there's definitely...
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, and there's still a lot... I'm super curious how the first couple weeks are going to be in this format, especially with...
Same.
I feel like weather could be really dangerous, but well, I think this team is decently equipped to deal with some of that.
Absolutely, yeah. All right. Well, that is the team, and... Folks, that is the Battlecast. We are, as you can tell, so very excited to see what Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl brings to the table, what kind of changes it may have, even if there's not many changes, quite frankly. Just being able to go back, like I said at the first of the show, into that nostalgia trip and just play some Diamond and Pearl. Gosh darn it. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anxious to see you guys pick it up. Come to the Discord server and show off what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you've caught. All that kind of good stuff. And if you need stuff, trade there. That's the biggest... just the community of Discord is the biggest push that I'm given here. That's where you go if you listen and you need stuff, is our Discord
server.
Yeah,
that's where we're at pretty much almost 24/7. It's pretty much all of us are
around. Yeah, someone's always there. So other than that, though, if you want some more Puckly goodness, you can listen to us on the main feed. That's the Puckle feed. You're different than the Puckle Plus where you're hearing us right now. That show comes out every Monday. Other than that, there's a bunch of other Puckle Plus shows, things like the Trivia Rewind, the Game Corner, and the TCG Cast. If you want different Puckle flavors or different Pokemon flavors, you can listen to those there. On top of that, we've also got a couple of social media things. You can check out our best news on Twitter. That's where we are most active. But also, I believe we have a good standing on Instagram, too. Those are the biggest two other than Discord to get news for the podcast and the community. And on top of that, I think that about covers all the things I'm slightly contractually obligated, not really, to go over. And... we'll see you folks next month on the other side of all this, and we'll probably end up talking about how we were wrong about everything.
Oh,
it'll be a lovely time.
Yeah. I would not be shocked if something pops out that we missed, but there's...
We already know one patch is happening between now and then, so there may be three or four others.
Yeah, who knows? We're assuming that there's no team preview, but... or there is team preview, but
yep.
Maybe there's not. Who knows?
Maybe there's not.
That would be
maybe
that would be
wrong.
Really cool. But we'll find out. And there probably will be some sort of tournament that we will be hosting in the cart, whether it be competitively for the UTC or whether it'll be contests or underground stuff. So definitely come to the Discord as well and to join in and play along with us.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a grand old time. And so with that, we'll see you guys next month. I have been Seth Vilo.
And I have been Shark Finnegan.
And I said it early, but we'll see you guys next month.
Flip side.